Here's a statistic that's hard to comprehend. 15,000 slaves are brought into the United States each year. That's according to the U.S. Justice Department. These are victims of human trafficking who are forced to toil in everything from prostitution to domestic service. Only a small percentage of these modern-day slaves find freedom. One who did is Shima Hall. Reporter Julia Simon has her story from Southern California.
Shima Hall's story begins in a small city outside of Alexandria, Egypt. If this part of her life had a soundtrack, there'd surely be some Abdul Halim Hafez on there, Egypt's Frank Sinatra. Shima's mom was a big fan.
Because she was the one that's always, like, had the little radio, and she would turn it on when she's doing stuff.
Things were tough with 10 brothers and sisters, and barely enough food to feed everyone.
You know you're poor when you had a piece of bread to split between four kids, you know what I mean? And that's all your mom can get for the night.
Still, Shima says that for the most part, she was a happy kid. But then everything changed. It began when her mom took her to a huge mansion outside of Cairo. Her sister worked there as a maid for a rich family. But when Shima and her mom arrived, the family confronted them about the sister.
They're like, well, she's not here, and we're going to get her. We're going to send her to jail.
They said that Shima's sister had stolen money from them.
All of a sudden, they came up with like, okay, instead of sending her to jail, you have to provide us with a kid. And sure enough, I guess I didn't realize it, that I was the one that's staying, and my mom left without me. She made her decision, and it's not like I had any option, you know? And that was it. She was gone.
Shima was now the property of that family. She was 8 years old.
I got up, I cleaned, I washed the dishes. I mean, that's how little you can imagine I was. I had to put a stool to get to where the sink was to wash dishes.
Shima says the worst part was the father.
He was just aggressive. I remember one time, one girl, he took his belt off and he beat her with it. And as a kid seeing that, I mean, that just terrified me.
After 2 years, the family decided to leave Egypt and move to Southern California. They said Shima hadn't worked long enough to pay off her sister's debts, so they took her with them. Shima became a child slave in America, in a big, beautiful suburban house. She worked from early in the morning to past midnight and slept in a small room in the garage. Shima wasn't chained or locked up. The family kept her from escaping in other ways.
They tell you all these horrible things. If you ever leave, you get caught. The cops is going to get you. You're going to go to jail because you're not supposed to be here. You are going to get beat up. You're going to never see your family again.
She remained captive until one day in 2002, immigration agents pounded on the door and took her away. Someone had made an anonymous tip. Shima still doesn't know who it was, but she says it could have been a neighbor who saw that she never went to school. Shima's captors were later sentenced to several years in prison and forced to pay her restitution. She was adopted by a foster family and later became a U.S. citizen. Shima's now 24 and lives in Banning, a few hours outside of Los Angeles, with her boyfriend and 18-month-old daughter.
What's monkey say? What's the cow say?
Shima's happy now, but some things remain unresolved, like her relationship with her mom back in Egypt. She gets emotional when she talks about it.
I remember when I finally got rescued, I spoke to her quite a few times. And it was always the same thing, like, how dare you of not thinking of your family when this many years all I did was the things for them. I paid the price for something I didn't do, and it took me away really from my brothers and sisters. She didn't give me the opportunity to get to know them. She didn't give me the opportunity to grow up where I want to. She robbed me out of my life, pretty much.
She says when she talks to people about being a slave in America, they can't quite grasp that it's real.
It's not like, you know, you want to shake people up, but you almost want to do, you know? Like, wake up. This is really happening. And you know what? You may not hear about it, but all these things that happen in other countries, they bring it to us too here. Look at me. I came all the way from Egypt, all the way here to little old Benny.
Chima says that's why she wrote her memoir, to wake people up. As for her future plans, Chima says she'd like to become an immigration and customs enforcement agent, like the ones who helped rescue her. As she writes at the end of her book, "If you are a trafficker, watch out. I'm getting ready to come after you." For The World, I'm Julia Simon, Banning, California.